tuning in to the Next Level Church podcast. For more information, check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net.
Today, we're continuing our series entitled Emoji, and this is a series on emotional health. And there are some in the Christian circles that would say emotional health is not a church topic. It's something that should stay out in psychology and don't bring it into the church halls and in the church walls. And I actually disagree with that. In fact, I think Jesus would disagree with that. Our theme verse for this entire series is Matthew 22, 37. It says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your, what's that word? Mind. As a Christian, we are called to follow Jesus with our whole being. Loving Jesus with your mind is an incredibly spiritual thing, and in becoming emotionally healthy is a spiritual act. It's not just a physical act. And today, our theme verse, it comes from the book of Proverbs. And if you're one who struggles to read the Bible, if you have not read it very much, Proverbs is a great book to jump into because there's 31 chapters of Proverbs, and you can read a proverb for every day of the month. And it's been said that a proverb a day keeps the fool at bay. So if you want to keep your fool down, you read a little bit of Proverbs, get that into your soul. Thank you, the two people that laughed at that. I thought it was kind of funny. Appreciate that. We're going to honor the text, and the way that we do that is we stand to our feet and we read it. So I want to invite you to stand up and read with me nice and loud, Proverbs 17, 22. When we get to the reference, which is where it's found, we're going to have a little bit of fun. There's two dots between the 17 and the 22, and we're going to get our hands into it, and we're going to say dot, dot. So 17, dot, dot, 22. It's going to be amazing. It's going to change all our lives. Ready? Here we go. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17, dot, dot, 22. Now that we've read the text, let's go to God in prayer. Will you pray with me? God, we come before you, and we do ask that you'd speak to our hearts today. We ask that you would help us to hear you and to obey whatever you tell us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may have a seat. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Now, the book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and this is a wisdom saying that is it is backed up by wisdom, that if you want to grow in wisdom, then you need to add to yourself a cheerful heart. It's actually good medicine, that when you're feeling bad, laughing will actually help you feel better. Now, if you're here today and you would say, you know, I'm kind of a skeptic. I don't really know if I trust the Bible. I don't really know. I'm more of a science person. I like research. Well, it's amazing that research actually backs up what this proverb said. According to science, laughter relaxes the whole body. A good hearty laugh relieves physical tension and stress, leaving your muscles relaxed for up to 45 minutes after. If you can't afford a massage, laugh. Laughter boosts the immune system. Laughter decreases stress hormones and increases immune cells and infection-fighting antibodies, thus improving your resistance to disease. So if you're sick a lot, check your laughter quotient. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals. Endorphins promote an overall sense of well-being and can even temporarily relieve pain. Laughter protects the heart. Laughter improves the function of blood vessels and increases blood flow, which can help protect you against a heart attack and other cardiovascular problems. Now, please hear me. I know that having a heart attack is a serious matter, but laughing may save your life. If you start feeling chest pain, just tell yourself a joke. Crack yourself up. Laughter burns calories. Did you know this? All right, it's no replacement for going to the gym, but one study found that laughing for 10 to 15 minutes a day can burn approximately 40 calories, which could be enough to lose 3 or 4 pounds over the course of a year. Yeah. We have a rule at Next Level. We don't have a lot of rules, but we do have one, that when somebody starts clapping, everybody just needs to join them because it gets awkward. It's especially awkward for me when like 4 people are clapping and the rest of you not. So if you hear clapper, just embrace it and go with it. Even if you don't know why they're clapping, just do it. Laughter lightens anger's heavy load. Nothing diffuses anger and conflict faster than a shared laugh. Looking at the funny side can put problems into perspective and enable you to move on from confrontations without holding on to bitterness and resentment. That literally laughter can help ease tension in a relationship. Laughter may even help you live longer. A study in Norway found that people with a strong sense of humor outlive those who don't laugh as much. The difference was particularly notable for those battling cancer. This is all backed up by research and science. A cheerful heart really is good medicine. And there's some direct correlation between having a cheerful heart and having good mental health. The link between laughter and mental health, it's amazing. Laughter stops distressing emotions. You cannot feel anxious, angry, or sad when you're laughing. So if you're in a season of stress, if your anxiety levels are high, find something to laugh about. Laughter helps you relax and recharge. It reduces stress and increases energy, enabling you to stay focused and accomplish more. Do you have a hard time paying attention at work? Do you have a hard time accomplishing tasks? Laugh. It'll help you focus. Laughter shifts perspective, allowing you to see situations in a more realistic, less threatening light. A humorous perspective creates a psychological distance, which can help you avoid feeling overwhelmed and diffuse conflict. Laughter draws you closer to others, which can have a profound effect on all aspects of your mental and emotional health. I am convinced that laughter covers over a multitude of sins. If you have tension in your relationship, check the amount that you're laughing with each other. Laughing with one another, enjoying one another's presence, covers over a lot. It doesn't mean we should excuse bad behavior, but if you're not laughing enough, statistics show that your drama will rise, and when your drama rises, there's conflict in the relationship. Laughing is incredibly healthy. That's why our big idea for today is laughter is good medicine. It's backed up by research, and it's found in Scripture. Laughter is good medicine. So that's what we're going to do today. Today, we're going to flip the script a little bit. We've invited a friend of ours. He is a Christian comedian. His name is Bone Hampton. He was featured on last season's America's Got Talent. He's also been in films with Sandra Bullock. He's been on multiple television shows, and he was the Dove Artist Comedian of the Year. And he's going to help us practice what we're preaching today. He's going to help us laugh. So would you help me welcome to the stage Bone Hampton.
One more time for you, Pastor, Mr. Rob Shep. It's my dude right there. Good morning, good morning. I don't know if y'all realize how much work I put in to make sure I didn't hit that screen. That is the most deceiving screen, and it's out further than you think. So when you think you clear it, it's there to remind you, you ain't cleared nothing. Bam, hit your head. Now you ready, you humble servant of the Lord, you. Did you have to humble me that way? All right, all right. It's good to be here. Good to be here in the house of the Lord because I can speak Christianese. Y'all know we like to speak Christianese when we get with one another, let each other know how holy we are. You know, hey, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. You couldn't just say you was doing good. No, because then you wouldn't know how sanctified I was. We even got our own Christian cuss words, too. I rebuke you. Your mama and your daddy, I rebuke all of you. That don't sound Christ-like. It's in the Bible, though. It's in the Bible. And you got to be careful where you buy your Bible at, too, because I was at the Dollar Tree. It wasn't the King James Version, it was the Rick James Version. So when I realized I had purchased an irregular Bible. You don't know how hard it is to try to convince a woman you are a man of God and you got an irregular Bible. You're like, let's study the book of Revelations. Let's talk about the Hold on. Okay. Tell y'all what happened. When you do more than one show in the same day, you be trying to remember, did I say that this show? It's okay if you didn't say it, but if you did say it and you say it again, y'all looking at me like I'm schizophrenic. You looking at, Pastor, did you need to take him to the hospital first? Before he came up in here? I guess that's just what it is. Did I tell y'all don't buy your Bible at the Dollar Tree? Did I tell you why? Okay. I was going through the joke. I was like, I did not tell him why not to buy this Bible And when I say the rest of it, then they're going to look at me like I'm crazy. And all I can tell them then is, it is what it is. I don't know how long y'all going to let me get away with saying that. Because that's how you get out of stuff. That's get out of jail free card. It is what it is. Anything go wrong, you like, hey, man, you got that money you owe me? No, but you just bought a new car? It is what it is, sir. See, that's the new way you let somebody know you about to take advantage of them, by saying it is what it is. Because, you know, nothing good ever happens before you hear it is what it is. It's always something. It's like, it ain't nothing cool. Like, hey, here's your check for $2,500. For what, Bone? It is what it is. It's never like that. It's always something unexpected, something you wasn't ready for. Like, you show up on a blind date. You're supposed to be a woman. It is what it is. No, it ain't. Mama. That's probably why I ain't got no girlfriend right now. You know what? That ain't why. It's I don't understand the date pattern. Because, see, it's a thin line between flirting and stalking. No, because if a girl think you cute, she'll never accuse you of stalking her. Brad Pitt can be hiding in your bushes at 3 o'clock in the morning. And y'all will be like, that's so romantic. Get low, Brad, get low. Peekaboo. I see you. You're so silly. I show up at your job with a dozen roses and a teddy bear. You're like, how you find out where I work? Well, it would have been a lot easier if you gave me your real first name. Kimberly. Got me looking for some girl named Lisa working at the Walmart. Now her husband tripping. And I want the money back for the flowers I sent to her job. And come on, girl, let's make this work. You know I love you. It is what it is, girl. I'm sorry, that's a little bit too much for some of y'all. I'm sorry, it's too early in the morning to be doing all that. I'm so sorry. Sometimes I take stuff too far. I'm an extremist like that. I'm an all or none type of dude. I don't believe in middle of the road. That's why I hate that game. Is the glass half empty or half full? I don't know. Either fill it all the way up or toss it all out. How about that? That's why I don't even believe in jogging. I'm either going to be in a full-out sprint or I'm going to lay down and take a nap. Even the Lord say he'll spit you out if you lukewarm. That's right, Lord. You're either on fire for me or ice cold. That's right, Lord. That's why I'm mad at you about my looks. You should have either made me look like Denzel Washington or Flavor Flav. This in-between is killing me, Lord. I don't know if I'm supposed to try to hit on Beyonce or Whoopi Goldberg. What's my match? What is my match, Lord? Who got my rib? Did it take y'all that long to get the joke about the rib? Guess it is what it is. Okay, I am going to need the people laughing to tell the people not laughing who Flavor Flav is. So we can all be in on the joke. I don't want nobody thinking I'm doing inside jokes up in here. You really explaining who Flavor Flav is? All right, you do what you got to do. You know what? I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at y'all. Because I've been up here working hard for 10 minutes, and they get the biggest laugh? should be ashamed of yourself. I love old boy. If the rest of y'all could hear the jokes the way they hearing it, though, y'all be having a much better time up in there. I love coming to Next Level because I got a chance to meet your pastor some years ago, and we've had a chance to really cultivate our relationship and get to know each other, and he is like a cool dude. I get to call him friend, and I think it's very important if you're going to be a man of God, you need to have you some dude friends in Christ, okay? Because every time a man in the Bible messed up, he didn't have him a good dude friend in Christ to help him out. Adam needed him a good dude friend in Christ to help him out, to let him know, hey, man, don't eat that apple. If you eat that apple, it's going to be a mess up in here. It is some peaches and some pears for you to eat up on in this garden. Snack on some grapes. But please leave this apple alone. Samson needed him a good dude friend to let him know, you about to get a bad haircut. You need to let your afro grow. It is holy and unto the Lord. Even when God put his perfect child, Jesus Christ, on earth, what did he give him? 12 disciples, 12 homeboys, 12 dude friends in Christ. Then one of them betrayed him, sold him out. That's why I just keep 11 friends. Oh, if it ever get up to 12, somebody got to go. I don't even need a dozen donuts no more. I'd be like, here you go, you can have this. What is this? This is a Judas roll. A jelly roll. I buy a dozen eggs. I just throw one of them away. I know it's going to be rotten. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know, another thing I love about your pastor, he a grown man pastor. Okay, I need a grown man pastor. Nothing against you young dudes. Y'all going to have y'all day. I need a grown man pastor that's done been through life, done had some life experiences. Because when I go confess my sins, I don't need him being all amazed at what I done did. I don't need him looking at me, oh, I can't believe you did such a thing. I got to call a bishop. No, you don't. Don't be gossiping about me. You're supposed to say this too shall pass. That's all you're supposed to do. Need that in my life. I need a pastor that's been through some stuff. I need a pastor real. I need a pastor that's on parole. You know, I need him to have some prison tattoos and all black and white, you know, restraining order, ankle bracelets. I know he can handle my sins. Look at me like, ah, you be all right, Bone, you be all right. The grace of God is covering you. Thank you. I need to be all right with my life. I think about how challenging it is to be a Christian in 2019, and it's great to be a Christian, but it's challenging with all what's going on. And then I remember, man, how hard would it have been to be a Christian back in the biblical days if they had social media back then? I'm like, man, we wouldn't even have some of the miracles we have, because I don't even think they could have made it through. Can you imagine Daniel in the lion's den trying to have faith? They'd be like, Daniel in the lion's den, hashtag, he about to be Frosted Flakes. Hashtag, he ain't Simba. All right, only six of y'all saw Lion King. Okay. My bad. Judas done betrayed Jesus again. Hashtag, Judas don't kiss me. And even the people that thought they got it right would still be in trouble. Peter would be like, Jesus, I only denied you twice. I only denied you two times. Be like, yeah, I know, but Matthew retweeted it. So that counted as your third time. Cock-a-doodle-doo! This wouldn't have been a good day. All right, I have to pace myself up here because I got diabetes. Need to make sure I don't collapse on this. Okay, y'all didn't have to get that quiet. Yeah, look, y'all don't have to feel bad for me because I got diabetes. Trust me, I earned my diabetes. By the time I went to the doctor, he was like, how much sugar did you eat? Enough to get type 2 diabetes. Now, when you help me, give me a bracelet or something, remind me that I'm supposed to just say no. Because that's the thing about it. When you have diabetes and you're trying to figure out there's food and you know you're not supposed to eat it, you got to make a decision. Huh. Is that worth getting my foot cut off of? You know what? No, I don't even like coconut cake. Oh, it's red velvet cake? Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. I think I can walk with a limp. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And I need help, too. I wish TV networks would help me with stuff like that instead of worrying about these kids so much. Instead of 16 and pregnant, I'm like, how about 35 and diabetic? How about that? Tell me how he said no to the red velvet cake. Because I can't say no. I can't say no. Call my name like it's my mama. Come here, Bone. You want this? What you supposed to say when people cough? That's a sneeze. He coughing like he about to die, and I was thinking I needed to acknowledge it. Because it's a live show. I can hear him. And I feel rude if I don't say something. When he coughing, I'm going to say it is what it is. That pretty much lets him know he going to die. Hey, it is what it is, player. What color you want your coffin? Okay. Okay. I wanted to say something nice and biblical to you, but the church couldn't help me. So, just don't die. Yeah, that's what I'm saying? You actually say that to him? Is that a thing? I don't believe you. You're not going to have me out here in general population and somebody cough and I'm like, don't die. And everybody look at me like I'm crazy. No, no, we're not doing that. That's a you thing. Nobody else is co-signing this. Nobody else. Sometimes when I have to talk to my secular friends about the Bible, I kind of tell them that the Bible is a little bit like the Avengers. You know, we got our superheroes. We got a dude used to be named Saul. We call him Paul now. Moses, Noah. Then I start thinking, man, we actually need our own biblical superheroes. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we had like Communion Man? But he only show up once a month, though, so he wouldn't be good all the time. If we had a prayer warrior, he'd choke you to sleep. Now lay you down to sleep. I play my Lord. He out. He good. We had Gluttony Man. He hang out at Golden Corral. Okay, I don't know if y'all not laughing because y'all didn't think it was funny or y'all just don't want no dude at Golden Corral regulating if you moved into gluttony yet. Okay. So I did America's Got Talent. It was real cool. I did it last season, so Tyra Banks was still the host. And I got to be honest with y'all. That is the prettiest woman in the world I've ever been less than 3 feet away from. And my Christianity was challenged at its highest level ever. I mean, Job think he went through some stuff. So I was sitting there trying to figure out, is this you, Lord? I mean, you have not because you ask not? Then a bodyguard was looking at me like, nah, that's all flesh. Ain't nothing about that godly bone. Don't do it to yourself. I said, okay. It was cool. I got to do a lot of kind of hosting and interviewing in the green room with the artists because I was a comedian. It was easy to interview people. So they had me interviewing people that didn't even speak English. And I was like, okay, well, we're going to do all that. We need to talk about me getting my own show. You know, y'all know I'm a faith-based comic, so let's talk about my show. I want to host a show and call it Last Christian Standing. That's where you take 10 random Christians, put them all in one church, and then tempt them every week with sin, and then see who get voted off every week. Let's do that show. I want to host that. Make a movie about it. Love going to movies. Been going to movies since I was a kid. And the thing about it is, when I was 12 and under, pay a different price than 13 and over. So when I was 12, I was big for my age. So they never really believed that this was the price. Y'all got quiet again. You ain't got to feel bad for me. I was big for my age. I've been big for my age all my life. I've been this big since I was 16 weeks old. I just came out of my mom. Mama, give me some biscuits and gravy. So the lady gonna tell me, I don't believe you 12, so the next time you come, you need to bring your birth certificate. I said, all right, cool. So the next time I came, I brought my mama. She was like, let me tell you something. He 12. He won't be 13 for the next 6 months. So for the next 6 months, you're going to let him pay this 12 and under price. And if I got to come back down here, it's going to be a problem with me and you. And you don't want no one-on-one no problems with me. Yo, I paid the 12 and under price till I was 31 years old. It's like, let him in. All right, I'm a old school dude, and I believe that it's okay to let women have some of their things that are just for women. It's okay. Like, I believe that pink is for girls. Let girls have pink. Stop trying to take everything from the girls. Let girls have pink. Every time I say that, some dude in the back yelling, real men wear pink. No, they don't. Let the girls have pink. That's how you can tell what the new baby is when you can't tell what the new baby is. If the new baby in pink, you know, oh, that's a cute little girl. New baby in blue, that's a cool little boy. I say that, some girl yell out, well, girls can wear blue. I didn't say you couldn't. As a matter of fact, some stuff that may be meant for boys, that if a girl do it and she cute, something about it works for us. Like if you a girl, you kind of cute, you got a boy name, it works for us. You can be in high school, hey man, have you seen the new cheerleader? She is nice. Larry? I want to take Larry to homecoming. It ain't both ways, though. Hey, our quarterback, he is on ESPN's top 5 recruiting class. He's been recruited by Virginia Tech, University of Virginia, Oklahoma, and Miami. Kimberly? Kimberly is a beast. Kimberly not going to Virginia Tech. Kimberly going to Virginia AT&T. That's where Virginia, he going to be selling cell phones. All right, I feel like we done connected enough. I can be more real with y'all. So here's the deal. I'm going through some new stuff in my life. I'm fat and broke, which means I need to join the gym, but I can't afford to. So what I have to do is walk around my neighborhood to get my exercise. So I need to talk to all you dog lovers. Stop walking your dogs with no leash, because I'm scared. And I'm tired of you looking at me like something wrong with me when I'm trying to verbally protect myself. I'm out here trying to burn these calories, and all I see is your dog coming around the corner running toward me free, and all I could do is try to survive. And how I do it, get your dog! Get your dog! You better get your dog! Now you looking at me like something wrong with me. What is wrong with you? Why you tripping, big man? What? Oh, muffin don't bite. Muffin don't bite. Well, I don't know muffin don't bite. All I see is a chihuahua running toward me free. It would be the same as if you saw me walking down the street with a gun and no bullets. What's wrong with you? Why you tripping, big man? What? Oh, muffin don't bite. Muffin don't bite. And then you name your dogs wrong, too. Because the name's supposed to match your dog. I'm tired of coming over to your house. You're like, hey, Bone, you want to meet Cupcake? Yeah, I'll meet Cupcake. Cupcake is a werewolf. You should have named that dog Cujo. It's like meeting a white dude named Jamal. Oh, you Jamal. Hold up. Put the Kool-Aid up. Put the Kool-Aid. It ain't what we thought. It ain't what we thought. You laugh long as you want to, ma'am, okay? Don't you let them peer pressure you into stop laughing. And y'all wrong, too. You don't want to be the only one in the room laughing. Oh, we ain't laughing no more? I know a white dude named Jamal. It was funny to me. It was funny to me. He was albino, but I knew one, though. I knew one. All right, I did this show called Dry Bar. I don't know if any of y'all have it pop up on your Facebook, Dry Bar Comedy. And so it's a big compilation of clean comedy. They take little clips out of your 30-minute special, and they put it on there. Chances are it can go viral. So I had one go viral, got over 2 million hits on it. It's the muffin don't bite bit. So the thing about it, when I first wrote the bit, I wrote it in the trueness of what the situation was. And in the trueness of it, it wasn't a chihuahua running. It wasn't a chihuahua running toward me. It was a pit bull running toward me. So that's the way I did the joke. Pit bull running toward me. The pit bull community, they came for me. I didn't even know they had a community. They was like, "You pit bull hater. You a pit bull racist." I didn't even know pit bulls was a race. My pit bull is the nicest thing in the world to me. I was like, okay, I get it. To you, good for you. Because I got a cousin. He just got out of prison. He is the nicest thing in the world to me. But I suggest to you, if you see him running around the corner running towards you free, you start yelling, get your cousin, get your cousin. Bone, you better get your cousin. Don't worry about it. He don't bite. He don't bite. That is my time. Thank you very much. Next level. I got some t-shirts out there for $19.99. Thank you, Pat.
One more time, would you help me thank Bone Hampton for being here today? He does have merchandise right outside those doors if you're interested, and he'll be hanging out there as well if you'd like to meet him or take some pictures with him. But I know this was a different feel for a service. It's not the typical Sunday, but we still have a win for today, and the win is what you do with all of this. And today's win is, who do you know that is struggling now? Would you bring some laughter to them this week? Because laughter, it really is good medicine. And some of you came into church today with a heavy heart, but I hope you're walking out with a happy heart. And all of us, though, know someone who's struggling. Would you be intentional and just try to lighten their load? Would you think of someone just to send them a message? Send them, let them know you're thinking of them and try to help them laugh to bring some medicine to their soul. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that we can laugh in church. We thank you, God, that your word is true. That a cheerful heart is good medicine. Would you help us, God, to bring this medicine to those that we know? Help us to be intentional this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed and learned from today's podcast. If you'd like to connect with us further, you can check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net or find us on Facebook or Twitter.